Welcome back, everybody. Nick DeGilio here on 720 WGN. And we are live in the Allstate Skyline studio here until 5 a.m. It is Friday. That means all the regular Friday features are coming up. You big dummy, straight out of context, Nick D Show Spies, Fly Jams Friday. Get your requests ready to go. And also some members of the Bright Side Theater are going to be joining us to talk about their new production of Dirty Rotten Scoundrels, the musical, which opens tonight in Naperville. We'll give you all the details on that as well. But right now, we want to welcome our good friend to the show. He is Consumer Man, and he's a contributor at NBC News and KOMO. You can check out consumerman.com. He helps us out with any and all consumer-related questions and concerns. And his name is Herb Weisbaum, and we always love having him on for his monthly visit. Herb, welcome to the show.
Hi, Nick. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday to you, too. How you been?
Well, it's technically still Thursday here in Seattle.
Yeah, technically, yes.
Doing fine. Just got back from the Seattle Symphony tonight. It was a great performance, and had a rush home so I could make sure I was here with you.
There you go. All right. Well, you're here. Tell everybody about yourself and all that good stuff so we can catch up as we always do.
Sure. I write columns for the NBCNews.com in the Better section, and I have a website, ConsumerMan.com, which lists all those stories and makes it really easy to find it when you're looking for something. We just completely redid the site. It launched yesterday, so it's now phone friendly. So if you go on your mobile device to ConsumerMan.com, it looks beautiful and wonderful and has all the stories there. And if you want to, you can sign up for my weekly newsletter. Every time I join you, I get about 30, 40 people more join, Nick. You get an email from me every week, and it's like, here are the stories I did, and here's what you need to know, and I just send it to you, and it works out real well.
There you go. And you join us once a month to
absolutely
talk,
the highlight of my month.
Oh, I appreciate that. We love it too. And we talk about consumer news, and we answer any questions or concerns that our listeners have, and they can text them or call us at 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. So Herb, you wanted to lead with blocking robocalls, correct?
Yeah, because it's actually in the news today. So let's start with a problem. I just want to recap the problem and then talk about what the FCC did and then what you folks listening can do. I think we can all agree if there's one thing in America we all agree on right now is that robocalls are driving us nuts.
Yeah.
I mean, okay.
Oh, yeah.
And just let me give you some numbers that sort of put it into perspective. Because despite the assurances from the FCC and the telecom companies and the hearings in Congress, our phones keep ringing and ringing and ringing. There's a company called Umail. It's out on the West Coast, and it makes a robocall blocking app, and they track how many robocalls are coming in. They figure that Americans were bombarded with about 48 billion robocalls last year.
Oh my God.
That is up 57% from 2017.
Jeez.
And they estimate that about 37% were classified as scams. Now, so far this year, between January and April, we've had more than 20 billion robocalls, so we're on our way to another record year, and now about half of those are believed to be scam-related. So in the words of Alex Quillacy, who's Umail CEO, he told me, where email was 15 years ago, where half of all the messages that came in were spam and your email box was useless. Let me just give you one more number, and then we'll get into the FCC. So I got a timeline here. So in 2016, this is according to Umail, there were 29 billion robocalls. 2017, 30.5 billion. Then it exploded last year, 47.8, 49 billion robocalls. And this year, in the first 4 months of the year, 20.2 billion robocalls. I think we all agree it is completely out of hand.
Now, Herb, is there a reason for this incredible increase?
I think they find that it's working. Believe it or not, despite the fact that how annoying we are, some people do respond to robocalls. It's incredibly cheap. It's incredibly easy to do. They can be overseas. And as we'll get to in a minute, they can actually do what's called spoofing the caller ID number to make people think they're somebody they're not, which we'll get into in a minute. But that's why it's happening. It's easy to do. It's cheap to do. And people are falling for it. They continue to fall for these. We're the IRS. We're going to arrest you. We're Social Security. Your account was just blocked. We're going to lower your credit card interest rate, whatever it is that these robocalls are doing, people keep falling for it. And smart people, because they get you when you're not thinking, they get you when you're off guard, and it just makes you're afraid, and you do silly things when you're afraid.
Yeah.
So what the FCC has been dealing with this for a number of years, and they keep talking about how they're doing things. So what they did today is they voted to let telephone companies, the telecoms, automatically block illegal and wanted robocalls from reaching you. Right now, the way it is, is mandate you have to opt into a call blocking service. They're saying that if you can show that this is an illegal robocall because a number has been spoofed, in other words, it's a fake number, or it's coming from a number that should not be making outgoing calls, which many of these robocallers do, you have the right to automatically block these robocalls. For years, the telecoms have resisted doing anything because they said that the Communications Act says we have to make every call be delivered. It's up to you, the consumer, to decide what to do. So then the FCC a couple of years said, no, you have the right to do that if the customers ask. Basically, nothing happened. Congress had hearings. Basically, nothing happened. So now the FCC is saying you can do it without the customer asking permission. And as Consumer Reports in its response today said, this is a great news. Now all we need is for the telephone companies to do something, and we got to stop talking about this and giving them power to do something. They've actually got to get off their butts and do something.
Yeah.
And it's mostly the landline companies that are having many more problems than the cell phone. We're getting many more robocalls on our cell phones, but the cell phone companies are actually trying to do some things. Landlines are doing very, very little, but they all need to do more. And as members of Congress have said and Consumer Reports said, and I agree with this, they got to do it for free. A lot of these companies are charging you for the premium service to block robocalls.
Wow.
You don't have to pay money for a spam blocker that comes from your internet service provider.
Right,
that's
right.
Part of the deal.
Right.
Don't try to make money off of this. You know, just do it because it's the right thing to do for your customers.
Yeah, no, so, I agree with that. That's kind of that's pretty outrageous, actually.
Yeah.
That they would charge for it. I'm sorry to interrupt, Herb.
No, go ahead.
The one thing that I whenever we talk about the robocalls, me personally, I do not answer any phone calls that I don't know. Like if it's not a name of the person who's in my directory, I don't answer
right.
it. I do not answer it.
Which is actually the advice that scam fighters give is if you don't recognize the number, don't answer it and let it go to voicemail. The problem is you've got to be good at answering your voicemail because some robocalls, you know, those other 50% are things you want. It's the airline telling you your flight's late.
Ah.
It's the pharmacy telling you your prescription's ready for a refill. It's
yeah.
the doctor saying don't forget the appointment tomorrow.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of robocalls are good. It's your school calling and saying school is an early day tomorrow. Don't forget you got to get your kid early. So if you don't answer it, that's fine, but you got to be pretty good about checking your voicemail.
Right.
And making sure that you get, and then if it's a robocall for one of these scam things, don't return the call because, as we've talked about before, if you do interact with a robocaller in any way, shape, or form, their computers know they have a live human being, somebody who's willing to respond, and you'll get even more robocalls.
Right.
So don't deal with them at all.
Right.
So the point I was trying to make in the story, do we have time?
Yeah, please, yes.
Okay. Yeah, very, very, very interesting. This was a report done by AARP, the Fraud Fighter Network, and they were looking at how robocallers are getting through to people by doing something that's called spoofing. Now, they've done this for a while. They can use technology. It's really simple. You can download an app for free or maybe $8, and you can just go in there and 30 seconds, what phone number are you calling from? What phone number do you want it to show up on? And when I call you, Nick, on your phone, it doesn't say Herb Weisbaum in Bellevue, Washington. It says Internal Revenue Service with the 1-800
yeah.
whatever it is, 1040
yeah.
or something like that. So that's what they've been using to fool people. Well, now what they're doing is it's called neighborhood spoofing. Because they got to get you to pick up the phone if they're going to scam you, right? The survey from AARP showed that people are much more likely to pick up the phone if they think it's coming from someone, a friend, a loved one, someone in their area code. So what they do is they either do the area code, they spoof the area code from where your phone is. So in my case, they'd be 425 or 206 Seattle or the east side of Seattle, and then maybe the first couple of digits or the first three digits, your prefix of your phone.
Yeah.
People are much, much more likely to pick up that because they think it's maybe the doctor calling or the pharmacy or the friend or something. So that's what they're doing, and it has had a dramatic impact. You were asking why this works. It has a dramatic impact on people answering the telephone. So they're always coming up with some more devious, clever thing to do to get us to, you know, to get around our defenses, and that's what they're doing now. So it's, again, the advice is just let it go into voicemail and then, you know, just check your voicemail. The other thing they found out, and this is really fascinating, and this is why the robocall pitches are starting to change. They're moving from the reward to the fear. They're moving from congratulations, Mr. DiGilio, you've just won an all-paid expense vacation,
right,
or we're going to lower your credit card rate, to Mr. DiGilio, this is Social Security calling. Your account has just been blocked. Mr. DiGilio, this is the jury duty office at your county courthouse there in Cook County, and you were supposed to show up today. There's a big fine, and if you don't pay this tonight, the cops are going to come and arrest you.
Right.
That gets people to respond. respond. So many more of these robocalls and these bogus calls are now shifting to the fear factor, which really does get people to act, as opposed to the prize. There's still plenty of them around, the prize or the lowering the credit card rate or the vacation, but they're moving to the fear because that means that they can notify people. And one thing that wasn't in my story, but I got to see it, as part of this presentation, AARP actually got undercover video taken in a jail in Texas to show you how easy it is to commit this crime. There were convicts behind bars in their cell, and there was an FBI plant in there who was recording what they were doing. They were making calls and robocalls out to people all across the country, telling them they were calling from Social Security and their account had just been stopped or something like that.
These are guys in prison.
In prison. These were Crips or Bloods, one or the other, in prison, not supposed to have a cell phone. They were bogus cell phones snuck in by the guards. They were making these calls. The guy's in his cell with a headphone on. He's got two cell phones. In one cell phone, he's like looking up stuff, and in the other cell phone, he's making the call. So he says he knows like Sergeant Dixon was the name of the person in this woman's sheriff's department. Yes, this is Sergeant Dixon. No, go ahead, look it up. Go to whatever the name of the county is, .gov, and oh, yeah, that's you. Okay. Now, if you want to just check, if you want to go to your other phone, your home phone, call the number back. That number, it's on the phone. It'll ring to the sheriff's department. And sure enough, when you spoof the number, if you call that number back, it does ring at the sheriff's department. So, I mean, this is a pretty clever scam these guys are doing. But it shows you could be behind bars and you can still be ripping people off. And she actually went, unfortunately, and drove to and they stayed on the phone with her the entire time while she drove to a store, got iTunes gift cards, and gave them the number off the back of the cards.
Wow. All right, hey, Herb.
So if there's one piece of advice I can leave you with before we go to the news at the bottom of the hour is nobody in government, the IRS, your utility company, Social Security, the jury duty people, nobody ever asks you to go get an iTunes card and give them the number off the back. They don't take money in iTunes cards.
Right.
They send you letters when they need you to pay something. They don't call you. They don't email you. They send you a good old U.S. snail mail letter and tell you there's a problem. Please call us.
Right. Okay, Herb, hang on.
You got it.
All right, we're going to talk more about this when we come back. Herb Weisbaum is with us. Consumerman.com is his website, consumerman.com. And he'll answer any and all of your questions or concerns, wants to keep you away from scams and stuff like that. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. More with Herb after the news, which is up after this. Welcome back, everybody. How you doing? Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate Skyline studio here till 5 a.m. We'd love to hear from you. Call or text at 312-981-7200. We're going to get back to our conversation with Herb Weisbaum. He's our consumer man. Check out consumerman.com. If you have any consumer-related questions or concerns, we'd love to help you out here. Herb is here for that. 312-981-7200. Coming up after the 2 o'clock news, we'll be joined by John Cunningham, Dennis Schnell, and Jeffrey Cass, who are members of the crew, Brightside Theater's production of Dirty Rotten Scoundrels, the musical, which opens tonight. And we've got all of our regular Friday features coming up as well. Straight Out of Context, Nick D Show, Spies, You Big Dummy, and Fly Jams Friday, all coming up. All right, let's get back to our conversation with Herb Weisbaum. Herb, welcome back, sir.
Hey, Nick. Yep.
Hey. So back to the robocalls. We're up to date now. What are the best ways to block them?
Well, there are a number of things you can do, and there are a bunch of various things that are available. There isn't as much available for landlines, unfortunately, as I said, as there are for cell phones. If you have VoIP technology, so if you're talking on an internet telephone, which I'm talking to you on right now, there's a service called Nomo Robo, N-O-M-O. R-O-B-O. And it's been around for a number of years. I signed up for it as soon as it came out because I did a story with a guy who came up with this. He was part of the Federal Trade Commission's End Robocalls Challenge, and he came up with this service. It's amazing. The phone rings once if it's a robocall, and then they'll let you know that it blocked the call, and then it just goes away.
Ah.
And I hear my phone ring once all the time. It goes away, and I know what's happening. And I've never missed an important call that I wanted. It could certainly happen, but for anybody who's afraid I'm going to miss important calls, I've never had that in the years I've had to serve, and it's really great. If you're trying to do something, the cell phone companies have a number of free products, and they're all listed, so you don't have to worry about it with links in my article that's on consumerman.com.
Okay.
But AT&T has Call Protect, T-Mobile has Scam ID and Scam scam block. Sprint has My Sprint, and Verizon has caller name ID. So these are services that will either flag potentially scammy calls for you or block the call or send it to voicemail or what you tell it you want to do. They also sell more sophisticated services. As we spoke earlier, it's my belief and the consumer advocate's belief that all this stuff should be provided for free. But there are some free stuff from your, and there are also some of them working on the back end to block the calls as well. So I got to give them some shout out for that.
Okay.
There are other apps that you can also get, third-party apps. And again, some of the names, just to hear them, and I have links to every single one of these in the story. Some of the most popular ones are Hiya, Umail, RoboKiller, Truecaller, and Nomo Robo also makes one for a cell phone, but it charges $1.99 a month for it. It's free, as I said, for the VoIP telephone service. And those are some of the best things you can do. Now, in general, I know it sounds like you shouldn't be doing it, but we always suggest to people that you join the Do Not Call Registry. That's the big national list that tells telemarketers not to call you. And people always throw up their hands and say, why should I bother doing that? The phone is ringing off the wall. Here's why you should do that. You're never going to stop robocallers by signing up to this list because they ignore them.
Yeah.
Criminals. But this will stop you from getting calls from companies, legitimate companies that do telemarketing. So if you don't want to hear from telemarketers by doing this, I don't get any of those calls anymore that I don't want from telemarketers because I'm on the Do Not Call list for years and years, cell phone and landline phone, to let them know not to call. So that's the reason why to do it. You can block the call, and in many cases on your landline phone at home if you want to try to do that. And one of the tips I got, which I thought was really good, was this came from Consumer Reports, create a really robust contact list in your cell phone. Because if you have all the numbers in there that you may not call all the time, if you have your doctor in there, if you have your lawyer in there, if you have your pharmacy in there, things that wouldn't be normally spoofed by these robocallers, they wouldn't make the fake number that would show up, that will let you know, because it'll pop up from your caller ID, well, this is the pharmacy calling, I might want to get this. Oh, this is my lawyer calling or my accountant calling that I might want to get this, as opposed to letting every single call that you don't recognize go to voicemail. I thought that was a very, very good tip. And the final tip is what you do. If you don't recognize it, let it go to voicemail and just check it out. And in no circumstances, ever respond it. Don't call back the number. If you actually answer it physically on your own, if it says push 2 to get on our Do Not Call list, they don't have a Do Not Call list. They're scammers. All you do by pushing a number or interacting with them at all is to tell them, please call this number more often. It's a working number. There's a live human being here.
Got it. And by the way, the piece is available at consumerman.com, and all the links and everything that you need are there as well. All right, Herb.
And it's amazing, a survey that was done, somebody did, I think it might have been an AARP survey, how few people put these things on their phone. I mean, it's there. It's certainly not perfect, but it certainly can reduce the aggravation, and they're free.
Yeah.
So get at least one of these things and put it on your mobile device and cut the aggravation down.
Got it. All right, we got a listener who has a question. Here's LaVon on WGN. Go ahead, LaVon.
Hi, Herb.
Hi.
Thank you for taking my phone call. I appreciate it. I'm calling because I've been seeing commercials and working with my son here about these credit card relief companies or debt consolidation. I have three questions, and maybe you could fill the blanks in for me. How do they work? How do they collect their fees? And if you did work with them, is there some kind of list that you're put on where it's like a Chapter 11 or Chapter 13 that my son would have to wait 5 or 7 years to build up his credit score again?
Okay, well, there's a really simple answer. You don't want to work with them. That is absolutely the wrong way to go. These companies, and I don't know which one, but a lot of them are complete scams, and they take your money and do absolutely nothing. And the way to go is you want to get to a non-profit credit counselor. They will work with your son. The first consultation is either free or usually just like $15 or something like that. They will take a look at the entire situation, the entire financial situation, and they will plot out a program to pay down the credit card debt. They will probably cut up the credit cards, so it can't be used anymore until it's paid off. They will work with the creditors and try to reduce the amount that you have to pay, which makes it pay off more quickly, and they'll work on a payment program that helps pay that down, and with no bankruptcy, no mark on the credit, no nothing. I'm literally working on a story, believe it or not, for NBC in the next couple of months on the right way to pay down debt. I just started working on it, and I hooked up with a woman in the story who literally was in $80,000 worth of credit card debt, lost her house, was was homeless, hooked up with a nonprofit credit counselor, and in 4 years paid down the debt and bought a house, and she's now in a house.
There you go.
So these guys work. And this is not an isolated example. I've talked to people who've done that here in Seattle, the same thing. So you want to go to nfcc.org. That's the National Foundation for Credit Counseling, nfcc.org.
And that will help you find...
Is it NS or NF?
NF, as in Frank.
Charles.
Yeah.
National Foundation for Credit Counseling. And that will they will help you find a nonprofit credit counselor in your area.
All right.
Okay, and just one really quick question. Well, my son kind of got in debt with being in college, you know, for electronics and buying computer equipment. Can he also call the credit card companies and try to work something out where they might lower his balance, or am I just better off going through this nonprofit?
He could, but why not just work with the nonprofit and have somebody who does it for a living every single day work with you and get you in the right situation? And it'll probably go faster if they work with you.
All right, LeVon.
Thank you so much for all your help. I really appreciate it.
Yep.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye. All right. Before we get to our next story, Herb, I believe congratulations are in order.
Oh, thank you. You saw my website.
I did. You you received the Fraud Fighters. Maybe if I can learn how to speak. The Fraud Fighters Lifetime Achievement Award from the AARP.
I did 2 weeks ago. It was a wonderful ceremony. I totally surprised that they wanted to give that to me. Greatly appreciated. A great honor. Their fraud fighter network. does an amazing job of trying to help spot frauds and help people work on things and alert people and that kind of thing. And it was a great honor, and I really appreciate it.
Yeah.
And if you watched, did you get a chance to watch the video?
I have not.
Oh, because they found a clip from me back in 1985.
Oh, boy. Okay.
And, yeah, all the collection of all the TV stories I did went to the University of Washington. They're all in the archive now. I guess I didn't know that. They told me that. So they found a clip from 1985, and all I can say is the BMI, my body mass index, was a little better back in 1985.
Ah. Oh, got to check that out for sure. Definitely.
So it was
well,
fun.
Congratulations.
So thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
You deserve it, Herb, for all the great stuff
you
do.
By the way, I want to just point out one thing, and this wasn't planned, but because she was talking about debt and everything, I just wrote a story for the radio station for tomorrow, as a matter of fact, and it's about you, a lot of military people in your area, and the survey was just done by the NFCC, the National Foundation for Credit Counseling, that showed that since 2014, military families are using payday lenders twice as much as they have in the past, which is not a way you want to go because there's so high cost and there's so high interest rate. And it just troubles me when military families get taken advantage of like that.
Yeah.
The gist of the article is that every base has help available for you. They have counselors that can work with you, and they also have relief agencies that can give you no interest rate or low interest rate short-term loans. So if you're a military member, a military family listening, please don't make the payday loan your first line of defense. Make something that's already on your base that is there to work for you and not make a lot of money off of you your first line of defense. And if you happen to sign up for my newsletter at consumerman.com, that will be one of the stories that I send out over this weekend, which lists all that information. So
Great. And again, everybody should subscribe. It's free, Herb, and you don't share email address or any other information.
The only other person who knows that email address is my dog, Sam, who helps me put the newsletter together every week.
Sam ain't telling. Yeah, Sam ain't telling. Exactly right.
Good boy, Sam.
Exactly.
Good boy. Okay.
All right. Recently, there was a survey of America's favorite or least favorite wireless companies and smartphones. What were the results there? Kind of interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, this was done by the American Customer Satisfaction Index. We talk about them a lot. They do this every month, a different report. And this is based on 19,000 wireless customers, Nick. So they talk to a lot of people they're in contact with. Chosen at random between April of last year and March of this year. We love our smartphones. There's no question about that. But the survey found that a whole bunch of customers are less than satisfied with their mobile service provider. So here's the overall rating for the entire industry, 75 out of 100, which is up a little bit from last year, about a point and a half, but it's still so far behind other industries that do really well, banks and credit unions and property insurance and financial advisors. They're all in the 80 or 81 category versus mobile phone service, which is 75. And there are three different types of services that you can get, and they rated them all. And do we have time, or do you need to go to commercial break?
Well, you know what? Let's take a break.
Okay, because I don't want to get in the middle, so I can go through all of them.
Yeah, I'm glad that you're in radio.
See, I'm a radio guy.
Yeah, you're a radio guy.
I'm watching the clock here.
All right, Herb, hang on.
All right,
Herb Weisbaum is going to join us after the commercial to tell us all about America's favorite, least favorite wireless companies and smartphones and the results from that. And you can get all of these articles, by the way, subscribe to his newsletter, which you should do. It's free, and it's unbelievably helpful at consumerman.com. More with Herb after this.
Ooh, go on, take the money and run.
Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate Skyline studio here till 5 a.m. Coming up, we're going to be talking with a couple of cast members and the director of the latest production at Brightside Theater. That's Dirty Rotten Scoundrels, the musical, which opens tonight. Also coming up, The Stories That Matter with Vic Vaughn in the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. Right now, though, we are continuing our conversation with our good friend Herb Weisbaum. Talks about consumer issues and wants to help you out, and he offers a free newsletter, which is a great way to do that. Go to consumerman.com and subscribe now, or you can call 312-981-7200. Before the break, we were talking about the favorite and least favorite wireless companies and smartphones, and we want to get Herb back to talk about that. Herb, welcome back.
Thank you. Before I go forward, I just wanted to go backwards 1 second. We were talking about the AARP folks, and I want to give folks the right name. It's called the Fraud Watch Network, which is easier to say than two F's back to back.
Right.
The Fraud Watch Network, and if you just Google it, it'll take you to it. It is loaded with all kinds of tips and advice, and you can even contact them. They'll talk to you on the telephone. They're one of the few organizations that have a phone. You can call them and talk to them.
Right.
So if you're not sure about things. So Fraud Watch Network, AARP, you Google that, and you'll wind up in the right place.
All right. Great.
Good.
All right, so let's get back to it.
There are three different kinds of mobile service most people can get. They're the big network operators, the guys we all know, which most people have. Then there's the ones that they resell that are prepaid, the big guys sell. And then there are little companies that buy the time and that resell it. So let's start with the big guys, because that's what most of us have. They did really poorly. They were 73 out of 100. The best was T-Mobile with a score of 76, and the customers there seem to believe that T-Mobile provides better value than the other large wireless carriers, also rated best in class for ease of billing. That's followed up by Verizon and U.S. Cellular close behind. Verizon did have the highest network quality. So they scored best for quality, which is one of the important things when you have a wireless service,
yeah,
but just below T-Mobile on value, which is why T-Mobile came out number one.
Oh, I see.
And
I have Verizon. I have Verizon, and I'm pretty satisfied with the service.
Yeah, and the reason I started with them is because they had it way back when such a good network, and they really do have a good signal quality.
Yeah.
U.S. Cellular is not fully nationwide, and I think that's what held them back, but they're in second place with Verizon, so that's pretty good. AT&T was third. It basically scored 73, which was average all the way across the board in every single metric. And then there's Sprint, and that came in dead last at 65 out of 100.
Wow.
Their mobile app rated well below the competitors, rated lowest for both quality and reliability, and this is not the first survey where Sprint has come in at the bottom, so that they've got some problems there.
Wow.
By the way, network quality, they took all the factors of network quality, so that would be like clarity and strength and drop calls and that kind of thing, and they gave a rating for the carriers, and as you said, you were right, Verizon was number one at 80, and then AT&T closely followed by T-Mobile, U.S. Cellular, and then Sprint was a dead last again. So 80 for Verizon, 72 for Sprint. So again, it's got some serious problems there.
The reason why Verizon is below that is because Verizon is a little bit, you're paying a little more, correct?
I think in most cases, most plans, you'll find a little more. And also, that's what the value equation is for T-Mobile. They're really pushing price to get people to join up with their network. Yeah.
Right. Well, there you go. And what about smartphones?
Oh, can I just finish the one other service here?
Yeah, please.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you know, some people listening, your listeners, probably would like to pay up front for cell phone service. And you don't even have to be in a financial bind. Some people just don't want their bills to get out of hand.
That's what my folks do.
Yeah, pay for the service as you go.
Yep.
So prepaid mobile actually scored higher than the big guys, even though the big guys are the ones that provide this. It's their service with a different name, and I think it's because of that whole factor of you're much more in control, and people like the billing better. So Cricket Wireless, which is part of AT&T's network, that led the category with 79. So that did really well. Metro by T-Mobile and Virgin Mobile, which is a subsidiary of Sprint, came in second, and Sprint's Boost Mobile came in third at 74. And then the last option option are these smaller companies. So they buy airtime from the big guys, they resell it under their own brand name, and the fascinating thing to me here is they scored off the charts compared to the big guys. They had an average score of 81. The big guys had an average score of 73.
Wow.
It's the same service.
Wow.
So, and you probably heard advertised consumer cellular. They're big on TV.
Yeah.
They're big with seniors. You get an AARP discount if you sign up for them. They got a score of 85. I mean, they were a clear winner in every single category. The number one rated cellular phone service. Straight Talk Wireless was close behind at 80, and then TracFone Wireless was at 77. So that was how those all rated. So if you haven't tried that pay-as-you-go service or one of these alternatives, you might just want to think about it because they did really, really well.
Yeah, my folks are really happy with their service.
Yeah. And, you know, and there's so many options now, and in most cases you're not locked in with a contract unless you're paying off the phone, that if you're not happy with your service, change. I mean, that's bottom line, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
So you wanted to hear about the phones, right?
Yeah, please.
So who do you think came in number one this year? Do you think it was Samsung or Apple?
My guess always is Apple.
And that's what most people would guess. But actually, for this year, Samsung gained a point, and it came into a tie for first place with Apple. So both Samsung and Apple tied at 81. And the feeling was that the price points on Apple may have caused a little bit of drop in the people's satisfaction with them, because they really are getting in fairly steep. Motorola came in fairly well at 80, so 1 point below, and LG was 78. And both of them went up 1% in satisfaction. So you got some really good choices there. The number one phone company in America, based on this survey, is Samsung's Galaxy Note 9. It's not an iPhone. That rated 86 out of 100.
Wow.
Users said they called it a powerful Android model. They like the large screen, the broad capabilities. I use the Samsung Note 8. I love the phone because of the huge screen that it has, and I've been used to the Android system, and I just find it great.
Yeah.
If you're looking for an iPhone, then it's the iPhone 10 gets an 83, but it really didn't do much better than the Galaxy J7 Prime or the Galaxy S8 or the Moto G. And it's, you know, iPhones do well, but they're not doing quite as well as they used to, but they're still up there. So, and again, it's all what environment you're in, whether you're in the Android environment or the Apple environment.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Battery life, by the way, the one thing that still drives people nuts, and I know the manufacturers have been working, is this: the battery life still makes people disappointed.
Yeah.
We're using these things now to use so much video and so much getting online, unlike the old days where these things were something to talk into or text with, that it's just really sucking the battery life out of these things, and that's just upsetting people. Be advised, there are things you can do with the settings to give yourself a longer battery life, like if it's not rechecking your email every 12 seconds or whatever. There are things you can do. There are settings that will give you more battery life if you really need it. But that's one of the areas that I think the manufacturers are going to have to work on because they haven't really innovated a whole lot. Some tweaks in here and there. Most people, by the way, felt that there weren't any major innovations. That cell phones are sort of like, okay, we got it now. And that's why people aren't trading up as much as they did before.
Yeah. I'm with LG now. I got an LG phone. And it's a G7. And I'm really happy with it. I think it's a really terrific phone, and I had some issues with my Samsung in terms of and I still have my other phone. I didn't trade it in.
Mm-hmm.
I still have it, and I use it from time to time for certain things, but I had a problem with charging it. It was not charging, and so I went over to see if they could fix it, and then these guys now in the phone stores now are the new used car salesman, Herb.
Yeah,
so they got me to buy another phone. They got me to buy a new phone. But I like this phone that I have now very, very much. I think it's very sleek. I like the screen. I like the, you know, and I'm satisfied with Verizon service. So, you know, that's at least that's from my point of view, that's what I'm liking.
Right. And, you know, every once in a while, it's not a bad idea, though, just to call up the company and say, look at my account. Is there anything we can do to lower the cost? Because sometimes they do things or run promotions or do specials, and they won't automatically change your price. You have to call and ask for it.
Sure.
So that's a good thing to do maybe every couple of years. When I was getting my phone, I switched to Comcast Mobile because it's so much cheaper. I'm getting two phones for $30 a month when I was paying $86 a month for Verizon, and they're using Verizon Airtime.
That's
pretty good.
Yeah.
And it takes 45 minutes to download everything into your new phone. I said to the guy, well, now that we're close personal friends, how about you look at my account and see if you can lower my Comcast bill? And he said, okay, would you like $30 off a month for the next 2 years?
Wow.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
So, ask. All they say is no.
Yeah.
Just ask.
Got it. All right. But I got a couple of headlines here. I want to make sure people check it out. Go to consumerman.com. If you're going to shop online, you have a way to spot counterfeit electronics and cosmetics, clothing, all that stuff to safeguard you as you're shopping online. And then you also have a piece about how to get the best deals on plants and shrubs as we approach summer.
Yep, really important because people are buying and wasting a lot of money. So they're all on the website, consumerman.com.
Consumerman.com. Read all those stories. Subscribe to his newsletter. Herb, it's always a blast, and we'll talk to you next month.
Thanks, Nick. Have a good month, and I'll talk to you in July.
You got it. There you go. Herb Weissbaum, everybody. He's the best. He's our consumer man. Check out consumerman.com. Subscribe to his free newsletter. It's fantastic. And all of the articles and the stories that we talked about are up on the website right now with links and all kinds of other information. So always check out consumerman.com. All right, we're going to take a break. The news is coming up right after this.